On today's episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show, we're going to talk about controlling your DR2X repeater. That's correct. Controlling your DR2X repeater for remote commands in DTMF as well as in Fusion Telecommand. That's on today's episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. And welcome to this episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. Thank you for tuning in. And today's episode we're going to talk about is the DR2X repeater. Yes, that's right, our DR2X Yaesu System Fusion capable, as well as analog capable repeater. And that has some features built into it that the DR1X initially didn't have in it, and actually kind of adds a little bit more of pleasant operation for you. And that's coming in through the operation of the repeater through either Fusion Telecommands or DTMF codes. That's right, Fusion Telecommands or DTMF codes, because you could do one or the other, but there's a couple of steps that you need to do in order to make sure that you're doing it correctly, and we're going to talk about that today. But now, before we get into that, as always, where can you get the DR2X repeater? I hear people ask me about that all the time. They say, John, you know, you had the DR2X repeater out at shows, all these kind of things like that. Where can I get it? And guess what? You can get it right now, as of the date of this broadcast, on our Yaesu System Fusion website, okay? So systemfusion.yaesu.com, we have the repeater program back. It's back going until, as of the airing of the show, up until October 31st of 2023. I don't know if it's going to go. If you're listening to this show afterwards, you may or may not be able to have that program on there. But we offer that repeater at a special price for you, your clubs, for people to enjoy Yaesu System Fusion, for people to be able to use a repeater, to have a repeater. You're not going to find anywhere else. I guarantee you're not going to find anywhere else. So you can find the repeater for $700 brand new with a 3-year warranty. That's correct. A 3-year warranty on that repeater through Yaesu. And it allows you to operate in digital or analog or AMS mode on there. Now, yeah, you can order it through our dealers, but they're not going to be offering that special promotion or program price like we do through us. So go to our website, systemfusion.yaesu.com. Once again, systemfusion.yaesu.com. Scroll to the bottom of that homepage. You'll see the link right on that homepage there that talks about our DR2X repeater program. Click on it. It's going to download a fillable PDF. Fill out that PDF. Send it back into us. $700 later, guess what? And that includes shipping to the lower 48 states. $700 later, you are going to have a brand new repeater at your doorstep. Nowhere else are you going to get this. You're not. You're not going to get anywhere else. So definitely make sure you go ahead and check that out and take advantage of it, because guess what? This great deal will not last forever. I will tell you that much. Alrighty, let's jump into that core of it on there. So the DR2X repeater is obviously the second generation of the Yaesu System Fusion repeater line. We started out actually way, way back with the DR1. Actually, if you really want to get technical, if we really want to get into semantics and kind of split hairs, actually the DR2X is a fourth revision repeater, it's kind of like a fourth generation repeater, because we had the DR1X. That was when System Fusion first came out, and you had to apply to be a beta tester. You had to go through all this kind of stuff and everything like that on there. And then we came out with the DR1X. So the DR1X was an improvement of the DR1, added more features, added more things on there and everything like that. That was the one that was first for sale out there at the special introductory price. Then what happened was, is about around 2018, roughly, the DR2X came out. So it was like the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018, the DR2X repeater came out. Now, this really kind of highlighted and just increased what people wanted, and people had submitted submissions and said, hey, I'd like a repeater to be able to do this, this, and this, and this. And that's what the DR2X did. So unlike the DR1X, the DR2X has dual active receivers on there. Yes, two receivers and a repeater. Kind of a weird concept, but goes ahead and goes into what we're talking about today for that ability to have a RF backdoor for you to send commands into it. It could operate in, obviously, digital. It could operate in analog or FM mode, and it could operate in AMS mode. Had the ability to interface the LAN network card so you can actually link repeaters together using a LAN network without the need for the internet. As long as you could get IP traffic from one DR2X repeater to the other DR2X repeater with the LAN cards, you had connectivity in digital voice only. And it had a lot of other little features and stuff like that on there too. We're not going to go into that because we're not talking about the actual features of the DR2X. We're talking about the actual DR2X control repeater. Oh, and I did forget to mention, we did come out with the DR1XFR, which was a factory refurbished one. So that's why the DR2X is kind of like a fourth revision repeater. But of the whole line, it's the actual second generation out there. So in the menu system of the DR2X, you're going to go ahead and find that you have the option to go into what we call the command mode. Now, this is the key part. This is where a lot of people get messed up at the first part. They go into the menu system. They see the part there that says mode remote. So you have to go into the setup of the DR2X, which, by the way, just for clarification and everybody talking on there, the menu system of the DR2X is it. You don't need software. You don't need programming cables. You don't need anything else for the DR2X to operate, to program it, to do it. It's all done by the front of the panel there, the front panel. It's great. It is truly an amateur designed repeater. No need to buy $100 or $200 programming cables and software and everything like that to program it once and forget it, right? No. You don't need that with the DR2X. But you're going to go into the menu system. You're going to go to the setup of there. And in there, you're going to go to the menu system. You'll see where it says mode/remote. So you're going to go ahead and push that mode/remote. Now this is, once again, the part I want to stress. This is where people get confused, because once you hit that mode remote menu button, it's going to come up with an option for remote. Then the next line is going to say command. Then the next sign is going to say display timer. You don't want to push or turn on remote. Once again, do not turn on remote. A lot of people think they need to turn it on for the remote control function to work. That is not correct. Activating the remote menu item turns on the D-sub-15 connector on the back of the repeater for operation with like an external controller. So don't turn on remote. What you want to do is you want to go to that second line, which is called command. Now, you notice where it says command, there's going to be like a little arrow in the box. It's not going to be like an on and off. So if you look to the right of that screen, you're going to see a little arrow pointing to the right. Tap on that line, and then it's going to go ahead and open up your control mode function list. Now, the first line, when you open that up, control mode, you're going to be able to select from digital, which is Fusion Telecommand, or you're going to be able to select the control mode of DTMF. Now, this is where you have to determine. Do you want to send Fusion Telecommands to the repeater with a mobile radio, or do you want to be able to send DTMF commands to the repeater in analog? Okay, so you have digital and you have analog operation. You have to determine which one you want to do. Now, we're going to start out with DTMF, because DTMF is actually a little bit easier to do, but it kind of leaves it open for everybody. Okay, so we'll just follow me on this. So in that control mode, you're going to go ahead and select till it says DTMF on that top line. Then through the different options in there, you can go ahead and have the following, okay? The following you can do. You can go ahead and activate the repeater. You can deactivate the repeater. So when you say activate the repeater, basically you turn the transmitter on. So you can remotely turn off or on the transmitter, all righty? The next thing that you're going to go ahead and do when you're doing an analog on there also too is you can actually temporarily throw it into fixed digital mode. Alrighty. So that basically says, hey, I'm right now I'm using FM, but now I want to go ahead and temporarily go and put it into digital mode for some, whatever reason you may need to do that. The next thing you can do is you can actually go ahead and then select it back or put it back into auto mode. So there's no way to hard force it into FM. You can do AMS mode. You can do fixed digital in, or excuse me, fixed AMS in and fixed digital out, but you can't just do it FM only. So you have that fixed digital and auto mode. Then you have the ability to put it into high power mode, medium power mode, or low power mode. You have the ability with, stress this, with the installation of the FVS2, you have the ability to record a voice message into the repeater. You have ability to play back that message, and you have the ability to clear the message. So those are what you can do with DTMF. Now, of the DTMF codes, they're always going to start out with a star. So anytime you're going to use a DTMF code, you're always going to have to key up the radio, push and hold the star button, and then enter the four-digit code. Now, we throw default codes into there. So for an example, to activate the repeater, it's 1111. To deactivate, it's 2222. To put it in fixed digital, it's 3333. Auto mode, 4444. High power is actually 0050. Medium is 0020. Low is 0005. Those kind of things like that on there. We suggest, as a good rule of thumb, is to... You have to make it four digits, first of all, but to not use repeating sequential digits, repeating same digits. Use sequential or something. So for an example, if you have like 1111, like four ones, right? If you hit star 1111, and if you didn't leave enough space or the repeater didn't hear it, then it may have only thought maybe you only heard three ones, or maybe it heard only one one, even though you pushed four times because that pause was too short. So we suggest doing something like 1234 or, 1919, something where it's, you have to change digits. And as you're changing those digits, you have the ability to have that little pause so the decoder in the repeater can say, oh yeah, well, no, this is a digit change. It's not the same thing over again. So that's going ahead and sending in DTF. Now, you can once again change the four-digit code. Simply when you're in that menu setup for the control mode, you'll see where it says activate, for an example. Default, once again, is star 1111. You can tap that line. And once again, star is going to be there, but you can change it, like I said, to 1234 or 9876 or 1928. Whatever your little heart desires, you can do that. You can change it on there. The biggest thing you have to remember, though, is that you cannot have the same code for the same thing. So, for example, if you are going to go ahead and change it from fixed digital to analog, or excuse me, fixed digital to auto mode, you can't have one as being 1234 and the opposite one is 1234. It won't let you do that. It's going to error out at you. Okay. So that is DTMF mode. Now, for digital, digital is a little different. With digital, you have to select digital, and you're going to still select the codes on the display. So you'll still see the code of like 1111, 2222, but now you're going to have the ability to, once again, activate the repeater, deactivate it locally, deactivate all the repeaters. So if you have them connected on an IMRS network, you can deactivate all the repeaters, putting into fixed and auto modes, high power, medium power, low power usage. Then you can, once again, do the recorded message, play message, or clear message. But then what you have is you have the emergency call off and emergency call on. And I'll explain that in just a quick bit here. But those are going to be the two things that you need to go ahead and do in order to determine what you're going to do, how you're going to have it, okay? Once again, like, am I going to have it in analog or am I going to have it in digital? Now let's talk about Fusion Telecommand, understanding this. And with Fusion Telecommand, it really is kind of one of those things where you're like, well, wait a minute, what do you mean Fusion Telecommand? And what we're doing is we're not doing DTMF codes. We are actually going ahead and sending it as a data stream that's containing those codes for the repeater to understand and hear it. And that can only, folks, only be sent via a Fusion mobile radio. Okay, a Fusion mobile radio. So even if it's a mobile radio that is not in current production, like let's say you have a 3200, 3207, or 7250, or 100, or 400, or something like that, you can still do it. You need to make sure that the radio was at the latest firmware revision of it. Now, some radios had no firmware revisions. Some had multiple firmware revisions, but you need to make sure you're at the latest and greatest firmware revision. But you need a mobile radio to do that. If you have a handheld, it's not going to go ahead and work. Now, people say, well, wait a minute, I need a mobile radio. How am I going to be able to get that mobile radio? Well, you know what? If you need a mobile radio to be able to do this, guess what? This is the time, if you don't have one, go ahead and contact one of your favorite localized, authorized Yaesu System Fusion, Yaesu dealers who carry the full Yaesu System product line. Our authorized dealers are required to carry all of our products. You can't go, our dealers don't just carry one model or carry analog only or carry digital only. No, our authorized dealers, the ones that can sell you the product, that buy the product directly from us and can also work with you and make sure that you have your 3-year warranty on the radio or purchase are the ones that we care about and we want you to buy from. Don't buy from some sellers online that might be on eBay or something like that, that they're not an authorized Yaesu dealer, that they may even be in the other country and give you a radio that's not even going to work here. Yeah, our radios are for different regions. But go ahead and hit your favorite authorized local Yaesu dealer, and they will be able to help you out on there. You don't know where your dealer's at? Go ahead and go to our website, yaesu.com, click on Find a Dealer, and you'll be able to enter your information and find your nearest dealers. And I'll guarantee you, there's going to be dealers closer than you actually think. They will be able to help you get the right product, and they will be able to help also offer you all the products and specials that we may be offering on our Yaesu and Yaesu System Fusion product line. Alrighty, you have to register the radio with the repeater. Alrighty, and why I say that is because when Fusion Telecommand, this is why it makes it a little bit more secure. The radio will need to register its DPID with the repeater. Now, that is not a hard process. It really isn't a hard process to do. It does require you to be in front of the repeater. And the reason it requires you to be in front of the repeater is because you need to be able to have the repeater capture the DPID. Okay. Now, DPID registration is not that hard. So what you do is you have the repeater, you're going to be in the front of the repeater, you're going to go to the front of the repeater, go into the menu system. And right above this mode remote menu option that we were talking about, there's going to be a button that says DGID, it says ID mode, and it will say DGID or DPID. What you're going to do is you're going to do a quick tap to go from DGID to DPID on there. And once it says DPID, now what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and hold it, and you're going to hold it, and then what's going to end up happening is it's going to open up the DPID registration screen. Now, in that case, what's going to happen is once you're in that screen, it's going to be a blank screen if you have nothing in there. Along the bottom, there's going to be a back button or register button. And what you're going to do is that you're going to take, and when you click, you're in that registration mode, you're going to have the person key up on the radio. When that person keys up, they're going to transmit that DPID. And once you've hit it, put it in registration mode, it's going to pop up there, and there'll be a little box, and it'll say DPID registration. It will say the model of the radio, and then it will give the DPID number. And if you want to do it, then you click OK. That registers that radio with the repeater. Once that radio is registered and the repeater is in control mode for digital, and it's a mobile radio, you can now send the Fusion telecommands to the repeater. If your radio DPID for the mobile is not registered with the repeater, the repeater will not listen to it and not accept commands sent to it. This really does make your club repeater or your personal repeater, however, whatever the purpose of the repeater is, more secure and more safe. Because now only radios that are registered to it will allow you to control it. Unlike DTMF, anybody has a DTMF code, they can go send the DTMF codes and do whatever they want to with their repeater. But with Fusion Telecommand, it's different. Now, a lot of people actually like the Fusion Telecommand aspect. One thing they say is, you know, it's like, oh man, my repeater's somewhere, I can't get to it. You know, and if I want to register a new DPID or I want to take out a DPID, I have to travel to the site. Yes, you do. But that's the level of security that you have. That's the trade-off. If you want to be very secure, who can and can't control your repeater, this is the price that you kind of have to pay for it. But then what happens is that once you have that DPID registered, that's when you will go ahead and you will put the radio into that Fusion telecommand mode. And the way to go ahead and be able to do that is you're going to push and hold the star button on the microphone of the mobile radio. Then it will pop up on the screen. It will say remote RCE or REC/play or REC/PLY, depending on what model you have for the display. That means you're in Fusion Telecommand mode. That means that you're ready to send Fusion Telecommands to the repeater. Now, unlike DTMF, when you key up with DTMF, okay, you have to key the radio and then you manually push in those buttons. Not the case. You do not key up anything at all with the mobiles. What you're going to do is that once you have that star and then you see it says remote record play or REC/PLY, then what you do is on the keypad of the microphone, you are going to enter the four digits of the command you want to do. So the default command to put the repeater into high power is 0050. All righty. So we're going to use that as an example here. So now what I do is like, hey, I want to put the repeater in high power mode. So I push and hold the star button on the microphone. Boom, it put the mobile into the remote record/play function. Now I'm going to go ahead and enter 0050 on the microphone. Not keying up the microphone. Just I'm entering those numbers on there. I will see that on the screen and then press the pound key to transmit that command. That's all you need to do. Now, that's going to be from your point. If you want to return back to normal operation, just hit that star button. But you have to make sure you're doing it correctly on the repeater. So on the repeater, all commands must, stress this again, all commands must be sent on the B side of the repeater. So you have that dual receiver we talked about, right? The B side frequency has to be used. When it's received on the B side, it will then go ahead and process the commands. Then it will ack you back on the A side if that B side is in control receiver mode only. So if you notice on the repeater, you can tap the B side when it's at the normal screen there, and you'll see it'll be like normal operation, like there's an A, there's like a transmitter C side to it, push it again, it will go ahead and go into priority mode, and then push it again, and it will say CRTLRX. So that means control receive. That means you send the information on that frequency, and then you're going to listen on the A side of the repeater. So however you have your repeater set up, you're going to have to transmit in to the repeater on the B side frequency, but then your radio is going to want to listen back on the A side. That's going to give it the commands, the ACK back for the radio to hear and saying, oh, you know that command I just sent was received by the repeater and the repeater switched to it. Normally in DTMF mode, you would hear the DTMF command responses on there through CW. So in other words, if I'm going ahead and I'm listening to the repeater and I sent the commands on there, what would happen is that for activate, it would CWID of an O. If I deactivated, it would CWID as a S. If I went to fix digital, it would CWID with a two-letter Ds. If I did it with auto, it would be two-letter As. High power would be a CW letter H. Medium would be CW letter M. Receive, or excuse me, low power would be CWL. And then record, play, and clear message would all be CW of a letter R. Fusion Telecommand, it's different. It's going to ACK back to your screen, and it's going to tell you that the command was sent. So if the command is sent and it properly hears it, what's going to end up happening then is that it's going to ACK back on you, and it will go ahead and do the response of it saying, hey, here's the deal, blah, 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 like, you know, ACK. It will say an ACK. If there was no response, it will say no ACK. Now, no response or no ACK does not necessarily mean that the command was not received by the repeater. It just means that the acknowledgement sent to the repeater wasn't received by your radio. Now, another thing to just keep in mind also too here, when you're using Fusion Telecommand, you will be transmitting this data in the DW mode. That's just the data wide mode. The data wide mode does use up all 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth of the Fusion technology on there. But what's going to happen is that you need to make sure you have a good, strong signal in there. If you have a poor signal or a high bit error rate signal, the data stream may not be complete to the repeater. And guess what? The repeater is not going to process or listen to that command. So that's really kind of it in a nutshell for controlling the repeater. It's super easy. It's nice and compact to do. It really is, once you get it set up and you get your radios registered, if you're using Fusion Telecommand, or if you get it set up with DTMF, it is good to go. You just have to make that decision on if you want to use digital or if you want to do analog. Well, that's it for today's show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Once again, we love our customers. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for this great show idea. That was actually sent in by one of our customers that said, hey, John, can you tell me how to do this? Because I'm really trying to set it up, and I had some questions, and the manual explains it, but maybe if you could explain it a little bit better, that would be great. So that's what today's was. If you do have an idea for our show, if you do have something you want to expand on or something like that, feel free to contact me, J.KRUK@yazoo.com. Once again, that's J.KRUK@yazoo.com. In the subject line, make sure you write the word podcast up there so we know what the message is about, and we'll see if we can help facilitate that show for you or answer that question for you or go from there. So until then, everybody, 73, take care, and we'll catch you on the bands.